Radio 1.
The time is 2:31 with the news, Claire Bradley.
The World Trade Center in New York is on fire after being hit by two passenger planes.
Radio 1 News Beat.
Two aeroplanes have crashed into the tallest buildings in New York, the World Trade Center. Smoke and flames are billowing from both towers. There have been two massive explosions. The side of one of the towers was blown out in a ball of flames. The BBC's Steve Evans was in one of the towers.
You couldn't quite call it panic, but clearly people were very, very frightened. Smoke started appearing everywhere on the ground floor, as though a mist had suddenly descended. People initially were in tears and physically shaking. People initially obviously thought it was a bomb. Everybody fled. The authorities were very calm, just saying, just get out that way, just get out that way.
There's no news on any casualties so far. Jane Beresford, who was in a local park, also saw what happened.
There wasn't any great sort of panic at that time. And then you saw flames raging through the building. And then approximately sort of 15, 20 minutes later, a plane flew down right above us, so very, very close to our heads, and smashed right into the other tower. The massive explosion, people screaming and sort of panic. There wasn't even many fire ambulances and things like that on the street. It all happened so quickly.
There are now several holes in the two towers. Smoke is pouring out in all directions. Some reports say one of the planes had been hijacked before it crashed. The BBC's Stephen Veitch says those reports could point to some kind of terrorist attack.
If, of course, this is pure speculation, but if this is some kind of deliberate attack, then really an attack of extraordinary symbolism, attacking the two tallest buildings in New York, and clearly a very big statement. But of course, at the moment, complete speculation as to what led to these planes crashing into the World Trade Center.
And we'll bring you more on that breaking news story later. In other news, a French court is due to decide this afternoon whether to shut down the Songat refugee camp near Calais. Eurotunnel, which runs the link between France and Britain, claims the camp is a magnet for asylum seekers who are trying to get to Britain. The jury in the Michael Stone trial have heard recorded video evidence from Josie Russell. She survived the attack, which killed her mother Lynn and her sister Megan. They were beaten to death as they walked home from school in Kent 5 years ago. UEFA say Rangers must go ahead and play their first round match in Dagestan, despite warnings from the Foreign Office that it's too risky to go there. There have been several bomb blasts in the former Russian state over the last few days. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.